And this morning we're remembering comedian Harold Ramis. Ramis was probably best known for his time on screen alongside Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd in Ghostbusters. He and Murray also teamed up as best buddies who have no business joining the army in the movie Stripes. Here's Ramis in his deadpan performance as Russell Ziske.
I've always been kind of a pacifist. When I was a kid, my father told me, never hit anyone in anger unless you're absolutely sure you can get away with it.
Ramis got his start writing jokes for Playboy magazine. He took his comedic talents on stage with the Second City, that comedy troupe in his hometown of Chicago that served as an incubator for many of comedy's greats, including John Belushi. Ramis and Belushi launched their film careers together with the 1978 classic Animal House. Harold Ramis wrote the role of Bluto, a seventh-year college student with a GPA of 0.0, just for Belushi.
Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
It ain't over now!
Ramis was prolific behind the camera, writing and directing movies like National Lampoon's Vacation, Groundhog Day, and Analyze This. Later on, he even directed a few episodes of NBC's The Office. The current generation of comedic filmmakers took a lot of their cues from Harold Ramis. One of them got to give him some cues. Judd Apatow directed Ramis in Knocked Up. He played the father of Seth Rogen's character.
I'm going to be a grandfather.
You happy about that?
Absolutely. Delighted.
This is a disaster.
No, this is not a disaster.
It is.
An earthquake is a disaster. Your grandmother having Alzheimer's so bad she doesn't even know who the I am. That's a disaster. This is a good thing. This is a blessing.
Harold Ramis was 69 years old when he passed away yesterday. He was at home just outside Chicago. You will hear now the theme to one of his biggest successes as a director, Caddyshack.